From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Fighting continued today in Iraq between U.S. forces and followers of radical Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr. American troops moved against Sadr's forces in the holy city of Najaf and in Baghdad, where the U.S. leveled his headquarters. Sadr's representatives responded by calling for expanded attacks on U.S. forces across Iraq. Amid the continued fighting, the chief UN envoy pushed ahead with efforts to form an interim Iraqi government. NPR's Eric Westervelt is in Baghdad.
Early Monday in Sadr City, the northeast Baghdad slum named after Muqtada al-Sadr's father, tanks and helicopter gunships with the 1st Armored Cavalry Regiment demolished a building that housed Sadr's Baghdad headquarters. Brigadier General Mark Kimmett.
Coalition forces conducted a cordon and search in conjunction with the destruction of the Sadr Bureau building to deny its future use by Muqtada militia members.
The 1st Cavalry's commander, General Jeff Hammond, told NPR by phone that the latest fighting erupted when Sadr militiamen set up illegal checkpoints soon after the U.S. arrested two of Sadr's Baghdad lieutenants. "We killed those who chose to fight us," Hammond said, adding that his soldiers counted 35 dead Sadr militiamen known as the Mehdi Army. U.S. forces also struck Sadr offices in the southern Iraqi cities of Karbala, Amara, and Diwaniyah. A top Sadr aide in Najaf predicted, quote, volcanic eruptions in response. "After every escalation, there's more resistance," he told Reuters. The Sadr aide accused the U.S. of violating the sanctity of the Shiite sacred sites, a charge General Kimmett denied.
"We have a tremendous respect for the holy sites of Karbala and Najaf, and we're doing everything in our power to avoid a confrontation in those areas."
Some Iraqi political leaders, meantime, continue to urge the U.S. to find a negotiated settlement with Sadr. Sameh al-Askari, a senior aide to prominent Shiite cleric and governing council member Muhammad al-Oum, said today the U.S. isn't doing enough to find an Iraqi solution to the Sadr problem, like the Marines did to end the fighting in the Sunni city of Fallujah.
"The coalition seems to lack the real political will and the real desire to solve the Sadr problem peacefully."
The killing today of two foreign engineers near northern oil fields and an attack on a main southern oil pipeline underscored continued security challenges as the U.S. gears up for a June 30th transfer of power. UN envoy Lakhdar Brahimi is working behind the scenes to help shape an interim government. The veteran diplomat is under pressure from many sides to include more people with direct ties to political parties. In an interview today with Iraqi satellite channel Al-Sharqiya, Brahimi hinted that he's open to changes, saying he's here to listen to ideas, not impose a plan. But Brahimi also reiterated he thinks the transitional body should be made up primarily of those without political ambitions.
"The bitter truth is, Iraq is now an occupied country, and all Iraqis should work to end this occupation. And the people want a government made up of honest and qualified people who can give their best in the 6 or 7 months leading up to elections and what follows, forming a constitution and a permanent government."
Dr. Al-Shama Humam, a professor of economics at Baghdad University, is just the kind of seasoned apolitical professional U.S. and U.N. authorities would like to see serve. But Dr. Humam said lawlessness, bombings, and assassinations will keep him away from playing any role.
"To say I am not ready to sacrifice for this country, safety and my family security is more important."
Indeed, a new upsurge in kidnappings of Iraqi professionals or their family members is prompting many of Baghdad's brightest, doctors, lawyers, and businessmen, to flee the country. This physician, who didn't want his name used, just paid a hefty ransom, his life savings, to get his 14-year-old son back after 2 weeks in captivity.
"The brilliant minds are leaving the country because nobody is willing to stay here and risk his life or the lives of his children. He's ready to give up everything and go by himself. And this is what's happening right now."
The doctor said a highly organized gang abducted his son at gunpoint while he walked to school. "We're leaving for Jordan or Syria," he said, "as soon as my kids finish their school exams in 2 weeks." Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Baghdad.